white.
The color of this paper.
White.
And the wagon has four
wheels.
The reason I ask you that is that some people in other regions of the country say a wagon will have four wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I say wheel.
Yeah. H-W-E-L-S, wheel.
Some people leave out the H.
Yeah.
If you have a little granddaughter, you say she's a sweet little...
Sweet little granddaughter. I have one.
She's a sweet little, you ever say girl?
I call her a sweet lump of gold all the time. Uh-huh. We just have the one grandchild. We have one granddaughter, a little boy and a girl. Uh-huh. The boy starts school this year, and the baby is just 2 years old.
Just 2 years old. Uh-huh. And if somebody isn't rich, you might say he's not rich. You might call him...
He's poor.
Uh-huh. And do you ever keep your... change in a small change. Women carry a pocketbook, but they keep their change in a small change. What?
Pardon me, I got to go take a leak.
Sure.
Just a minute, I'll be back. I'm taking some medicine, actually, on my kidneys, and I have to go.
Sure, go right ahead.
I'll be back then.
All right, don't worry.
Well, on the 4th of July, I was sick at the time. I was not, and my wife and I, they had a big chicken barbecue up here on a lake about a mile above here. And I sit out here all day, my wife and I. I expected 5,000 cars passed here that day, going to and from Iowa. Some might have passed several times. Mm-hmm. But you just sit out here and count 12, 15 cars at one time, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's the main line out of Florida through here, too.
Does the dam make a big difference
in the traffic?
Oh,
yeah. Well, you see, everything above Fort Gaines has to come out here to this creek. Then there's three roads sprangle out. One goes to Cuthbert, one to Cotton Hill, one to Eufaula.
Uh-huh.
But they all have to come here to cross this bridge down here.
I see.
That's what makes so much traffic on this road.
I drove out there yesterday, but it didn't seem so busy, but I... Just sitting here this morning, it just seems they're going all the time.
Every day, this light now, the farmers are busy gathering. They're not coming, they're not near like today like it usually is.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about your grandchildren. I wonder if you had a little grandson whose name is William, what would you nickname him? What would you call him?
Billy.
And if you... you ever have an animal down here that looks like a fox, but he's bigger? He's as big as a sheepdog. I was wondering what you called him.
No, we haven't anything in here, but
wild,
like that, a dog, or a fox, something like that.
You never had any wolf down here?
Wolves?
Uh-huh.
No, we don't have any wolves here. They're all out west. We don't ever have any wolves.
North of the mountains.
We have a good many deer in here.
And a place where you grow a lot of corn, it's bigger than a patch, would be a cornfield. And you grow some turnips and lettuce in a little...
turnip patch.
Or if you had it just back of the house here and you grew lettuce and tomatoes and turnips and carrots.
You call that your garden.
It's just a garden.
Yeah.
The patch would have just one thing in it.
The
patch would have just one thing in it.
Well, there's several things you could have in that garden. A general thing, you generally plant everything in there. Your turnips, and your onions, and tomatoes, and cabbage, and radish, and different things in there.
And the holiday in late November when we have turkey and dressing is, give thanks. In late November, it's a holiday. You usually eat turkey and dressing. Call that Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Uh-huh.